Do you know that's the song that Michael walked in on my roommate masturbating to?
Wait, which roommate was masturbating to Riding Dirty?
My freshman year random roommate.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the door was like slightly ajar and he knocked on the door and was like, Jamie?
Hello? Is it you?
Yeah, and then he like heard Riding Dirty playing and he walked in and she was like, oh, oh. Like, slammed her computer.
And, oh my god. And,
like, yeah, had her hand, yep.
Oh my god.
In groinal area.
Groinal? Is groinal a word?
It might not be. Groinal? Yeah.
Groinal.
Maybe.
Also, welcome to Why Are You Like This?
And so we could say you're a numerologist, if you will. And that's addiction.
A like 4x dick. Like, it's like four times as large as usual.
Like, how does your navel get like that?
Right.
That's disgusting.
How, though?
I wouldn't want to live in Amish country permanently, but I would visit as a booty call.
I was so distracted by sexy mystery, fuck.
It's totally fine. You said sexy mystery, and you were like, this one time?
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached. I'm going to peak in high school and then die.
Welcome.
Road trip edition?
Road rash edition.
Road rash edition.
It's because somebody in this car's got a rash.
More on that in a moment.
Dear fellow patrons, don't look at me that hard. Do you have a favorite road trip
set? Like maybe Chex Mix, but I know that's pretty predictable.
Also, the Ruffles sour cream and cheddar.
Oh yeah.
Pardon me.
Swedish fish. Ooh, what is this?
Sour Twizzler maybe?
It has filling?
Open to that. Discerning gas station snack shoppers. The most discerning.
This song.
Is this Bare Naked Ladies?
Yes.
Okay.
Pinch me.
Ew. I kind of want some Ruffles, like sour cream and cheddar. Oh, it's really...
Flamin' Hot Funyuns?
It's really loud over here. This, like, the Bare Naked Ladies are coming in strong. What's your chosen beverage? Oh, wait.
I just made you say underwear.
Oh.
It's a part of the song.
Bare Naked Ladies just
so much.
Say us underwear. Okay.
One time I got a Snapple with, like, a baby at the bottom.
Ew.
It was, like, a mother.
You might have it was, like, a kombucha or
yes.
a mother?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
I'm a speedy girl.
No, you're not. What is it? Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Ugh. Okay. Oh. This is good. I like getting back in the car with an ample amount of snacks.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, my neck.
Oh.
Also, my back.
My neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. What? Okay.
I want to, like, bust into one of these snacks. Is there anything?
I know. I do, too.
What do you want? What are you feeling?
I think I want a sweet open and a savory, but I don't have a preference.
Okay.
We should, like, intentionally, like, try the things.
Yeah. Let's try these,
So what are they called?
The Twizzler Sour Mini Twists. They're a low-fat snack.
Thank you.
You picked them out, boo. Cherry, green apple, lemon, and blue raspberry artificial flavored candy. This is a king-size package that we acquired. The first ingredient is corn syrup. The second is sugar.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... No one thought it was not sugar because it's low-fat.
Oh, right. No, a hundo. A hundo, hundo.
These look like cow tails, but
they're
like
Twizzlers. Oh, they do look like cow tails. Ma'am, would you like to pick your own flavor?
Oh, yeah.
That
okay.
sour scent hit my nose in a way.
I like it.
All right, I'm trying the green apple.
Trying lemon first.
Oh, these are pretty good.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the Warhead straws.
Or, well, weren't there ones that were just called like sour straws or something?
That's what I'm thinking of. They weren't Warheads.
Same era of candy, though.
This also has like a popsicle taste.
Oh, it does kind of
remind me of a bomb pop.
This tastes like popsicle brand candy.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Twizzlers, you really did it with this one.
It's not too sour either.
Uh-uh. Mm. It's, like, enjoyable.
Oh, wow. Mm. Mm. Ooh. Ooh, the inside of that one's tart.
Oh. Oh.
Mm. The empty tomb can fill our hearts. Sorry, that's what that church sign said.
Oh, God. We are in the great state of Indiana.
Woo! Okay.
Home of anti-abortion billboards and dead raccoons on the side of the highway.
And the Kinsey Institute for Sex.
That's right. My favorite. Behind.
It's a mixed bag.
Indiana University. All hail. I mean, it's a great state. I love it here. But fair to say, here we are taking a light road trip. By light road trip, we mean Cincinnati to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's not, like, it's not a... exciting drive.
It's dull. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of abortion posters. And
a lot of...
Wait, I said abortion posters.
Billboards.
I mean, it's a lot of aggressive pro-life billboards.
Yeah. Fair. And, like, barns and, like, corn and...
Adult superstores.
Adult superstores, for sure. It's not an exciting... It's not an exciting ride. And I venture to feel like... A lot of, we're two Midwest babes. Most Midwest, like between Midwest city and Midwest city, jaunts are not exciting. Like,
no, it's like corn or soy.
And there's no like cool landmark. Hold on, I'm opening these raffles. This is my favorite.
These are gonna make the car smell like a foot, and
I don't care. I love them so much.
When we get out of the car later and back in, we're gonna be like, God, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It'll smell like a boy was in here.
Boys do smell like car snacks. Maybe I should be happy for that. I don't know. Okay. When I was a kid, we used to drive from Cincinnati to Daytona, Florida.
Yeah.
And that was like...
That's a long-ass drive.
Yeah, it's fucking 16 hours. My parents were like,
did you stop or no?
Yeah, we would always stop in like West Virginia or something.
Okay.
That was, like, the big stop.
Is that, like, it's, like, out of the way?
I don't feel like it is.
You just take 75 all the way to Florida? It's not important.
No.
So you stopped in West Virginia.
Yeah, we don't take 75 all the way to Florida. We would stop in, like, Beckley, and, like, because there's a really big Mecca truck stop there, and we'd, like, get something to eat. But one of my favorite things about going on, like, this vacation as a kid was that we would always stop at, like, a gas station, or, like, we would do it, like, preemptively, like, before we were gonna be in the car, because my parents would drive through the night.
Yeah.
And so, we would, like, when we'd get off school, we would, like, whether my dad was, like, getting off work that day or whatever, we'd usually leave around, like, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Leave in the evening.
Yeah, and we would...
I kind of liked doing that when we would do that.
Listen, we couldn't do that. Like, my parents could not do that anymore. God bless.
It's very taxing.
It's very taxing. It's a young person's game. And they would take turns driving, but we would drive all
night.
And
if you had kids? Holy shit.
Yeah. And it was, like, it was the economical choice to do that instead of buy plane tickets.
You're not trying to work by a hotel on the way down.
Exactly. And so we would drive all night. And, like, it was cushy for us as we'd, like, sleep in the car mostly. And then... we'd wake up and be in Florida, and we'd always go to breakfast at the same Hardee's.
Oh.
It was like, listen, I love
Wait,
Hardee's.
What is Hardee's breakfast food?
Like McDonald's breakfast with like biscuits and like bacon, egg, and biscuit. Oh, yeah. I associate Hardee's only with breakfast food. I've never eaten like anything else there.
Oh, I've, full disclosure, never been to a Hardee's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a White Castle.
Okay, no
but
shame.
But I've peed in both on road trips.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All of that said, my favorite thing was, like, my mom would take me and my sister to, you know, like, UDF, if you're not from Cincinnati, just a convenience store. But if you are from Cincinnati, or if you're not, just appreciate the fact that the most popularized convenience stores in our area are called United Dairy Farmers.
Yeah, they're the greatest
favorite convenience store of my life, aside from maybe Village Pantry. That's a college thing for me. Anyway.
But people who, like, came to Cincinnati for college were, like, very impressed by UDF. And I know that's, like, a weird thing for me to be proud of.
I love,
like,
UDF.
We have nice convenience stores that have, like, quality ice cream.
Yes. Listen.
And
soft
serve and shakes.
Oh, my God. Like, I love a strawberry milkshake from UDF so much.
Oh.
Okay, but not to derail. I just want to... My favorite thing was, like, that UDF trip that we would go, and my mom would be like, okay, like... You need to pick out your snacks for the car.
Oh.
And I used to get, like a drink, and then, like, maybe, like, two or three little things, depending on what they were. And, like, I was... My go-tos as a kid were, like, a raspberry iced tea Snapple.
Okay. Yep.
And then
I remember you drinking those in elementary school.
Oh, I was about a Snapple back in the heyday. But I would get a Snapple. Sometimes also I was like very into like the Kiwi Strawberry Crystal Light. That was a very specific time in my life.
Yeah, I can see that.
Of my youth. And then I would always get like maybe like a barbecue potato chip or like a salt and vinegar chip. I'm still a large fan of those. And I would get those and then I'd get some kind of candy. And it was usually like Shock Tarts or like any kind of like Chewy Spree or like some sort of like creepy crawler sour gummies. Like that's my jam. That's why there are Sour Patch Kids in this car right now.
I like Sour Patch Kids a lot, but I don't know. I'm not always here for the gummy candies.
What were your go-to car snacks as a kid?
I would get like weird novelty things at gas stations that like I found interesting.
Okay.
But like they weren't necessarily always like the best snack choice. So I would say that like when we would go to Tennessee, my family went to Gatlinburg a lot because it's like it's kind of like a poor man's Vegas trip in the Midwest.
Yeah, like, it is. Gatlinburg is a poor man's Midwestern Vegas. Shout out.
Yeah, similar kind of fun. So when we would go there, like on the way down, we would stop like obviously in like Kentucky and in Tennessee, and I would always be excited to get things that like I couldn't get at home.
Okay.
So, like, I would get an ALE on the way down, like, once we were at a, like, far enough into Kentucky that there were ALEs.
You can't find those everywhere.
No. No. Also, brief aside, at the wedding I was at last night, they were serving ALEs and bourbon.
Oh!
Which...
That's like a Kentucky, it's like a Kentucky Mule.
Kind of. It tasted like a 7-7, but like a little better.
Okay. I'm open to that.
Yeah.
All right.
So I would get ALEs when I could. I always so I wasn't allowed to have pop at home, but like when we were on road trips, I could like get pretty much whatever I wanted.
Yeah. It was like a special thing that I'd get to like go get candy.
Yeah. And it was yours.
Yes.
And so I would always try to like push the rules as far as I could and like, when Surge came out, like, then I would always get Surge, and then, like, once there were...
Dude, Surge was a rebellious drink choice as, like, a child.
Pre-energy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when energy drinks started to, like, develop, I would, like, get those on road trips.
Yeah, you'd be, like, over there drinking, like, a sugar-free Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
Self-described description on those things is they taste like Pop Rocks and poison.
That is what I always had said.
Yeah.
And you get used to the poison. Anyway, I don't want to derail on Red Bull, but... When I was a kid, yes, I would get, like, the thing with the most caffeine, I would get, like, sometimes sunflower seeds because they were...
Oh, that's classic.
Well, and they lasted a long time, and they were, like, entertaining for a long time. And
would you get them in the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my dad always ate them on road trips, and so I think that I, like, thought it was cool to get what he got.
I used to eat a lot of Nerds on road trips for that reason, because my dad loves Nerds, and my dad, when he was driving, used to put them in, like, a little, like... Almost what you could use for, like, a travel-size shampoo bottle or something. Uh-huh. My dad would fill it with Rainbow Nerds, and then he would, like, while he was driving, like, pour them down in his mouth from this little bottle.
My dad would do that with... He would have two cups. He would have, like, one cup full of, like, sunflower seeds to eat, and then one cup to spit the shells in.
Oh, I
like
that.
And he would, like, drink them like that, too.
Yeah.
And then I would also get Big League Chew, which I'm realizing is also, a dad-inspired thing.
Okay.
Because also on road trips, so my dad would get sunflower seeds, as I mentioned, and then he would get beef jerky.
Classic. I love beef jerky.
Made the car smell weird. What made the car smell the weirdest, and I think probably why I got Big League Chew, was he would always dip on road trips because he didn't want to smoke. When I was little, like, my dad smoked, like, more frequently.
Yeah.
He's, like, you know, mostly a quitted person now.
Yeah.
He didn't want to smoke in the car with everyone, so he would dip the whole time.
Oh, man.
And the combination of, like, just, like, bodies for a long time in the car.
Yeah.
Plus snacks, dip, and beef jerky, and, like, the spit cup
really a lot. Oh, fucking spit cup, though, dude.
It was really a lot. So, yeah, I guess I just mimicked my dad's snacks.
That's kind of cute. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tried to just get as much caffeine in my body as possible.
Yeah. You're like, this is my time to shine. The rules are, like, nothing. It's vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like your family had kind of a no-rules, like, vacation vibe a little bit.
We did.
Yeah.
And I was, like allowed to swear a little more. And, like, when I was, like, a preteen, I was, like, allowed to have, like, some alcoholic drinks on vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, the rules got looser.
That's right.
Could have, like, cinnamon rolls for breakfast instead of... We had shitty cereal growing up.
I feel like I grew up on cinnamon rolls for breakfast. Here's the thing.
That's my,
like,
life now. I had a cinnamon roll this morning.
Here's the thing with shit you get deprived of, like, as a kiddo, becomes, like, your vices later.
It absolutely does. Don't take sugar away from your kids because it'll...
They will seek it out.
They will seek it. And then you got a whole timer. You got to bounce back and learn how to not eat only sugar. It's fine.
Do you feel like you were, like, a person as a kid and, like, a person now who... You know, all snacks aside, also, would you like a chip?
Yes.
All snacks aside, do you feel like you are someone who enjoys road trips?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love them. I even like taking them by myself. Like, I'm much happier that you're in the car with me right now.
Same.
But, like, I still really enjoyed this drive when I was by myself, even though it was boring.
That's
okay,
honest.
We got a little directional change coming up here. And my phone was doing that thing where the screen was white. So
you
want to
get on 74 West.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Because we were going to go towards Indianapolis.
1.1 miles. Thank you, Siri.
Uh-huh.
465 North.
I love these Ruffles.
They're so good. Mm. Also, all chips with ridges are better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not all, but, like, they really do catch the flavors.
They do.
It's like a trough of powder.
That's what I want. That powdered cheddar cheese.
The cheat.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, though, like, I feel like I definitely enjoyed, I think, road trips as a kid, maybe because of the excitement of where I was getting ready to go.
Yeah.
And then maybe, but maybe not the actual experience of the trip.
No. It was very much like I had, like, are we there yet feeling.
Yeah, but I feel less like that now. Like, sometimes I feel a sense of urgency, like, particularly when you've been away and then you're going home. Like, right now, I've been away.
Yeah.
And I'm going home, but I don't have those antsy feelings because I got company.
And we got snacks. We're doing a project in the car.
Listen, we're fucking thriving. I don't typically do road trip snacks when I do Cincinnati to Chicago these days. So this
is always
fun.
Do.
Oh, this is a fun little pivot. Taking me down, like, a nostalgia lane. But... Yes, you want to stay towards Shadeland.
Thank you.
Yep, 465 North, and then walk.
Excellent.
Yeah, bro, I got
you. Boy, everything looks exactly the same, huh?
Yep, Indiana, man.
Sorry.
No, I'm going to do a little directional. Directional, it's important.
Yeah. Shadeland. Okay.
And then you want to stay right. Yeah, on to 465 here.
I feel like I could, like, do this almost from memory, but, like, just never want
to
risk it.
You know, it's so funny. Like, I mean, this goes back to the things we talked about on technology, but, like, I know how to get to Chicago from my, like, Cincinnati, from my parents' house, whatever. Like, I know it. But
I've done it when I had to, when my phone went out.
Yeah, you, like, just found my apartment.
Yeah.
The most impressive thing was that you navigated the city that time.
Yeah, because I was not on the highway. I just, like, hopped off in a neighborhood.
And you just,
like,
looked for streets.
This feels right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
No, but I always turn on the fucking GPS, and I know that I don't need it, but I do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, it has a safety net feeling.
No, just get over one lane.
Thank you. New Palestine, exit 47.
I knew a guy who lived there in college.
Wow.
New Pal, affectionately.
Really?
Yeah, that's what people call it when they say I'm from New Pal.
All right, we're on here for 22 miles. Stop looking at that now.
You want a chip?
I do. I also want another one of those Twizzler guys.
I'll hold up the bag.
Ankle.
No. Mm. If you couldn't tell, Jamie's fucking driving. These don't pour out very easily, these Twizzlers.
They're like bomb.
Well, and they're kind of sticky.
There you go. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome. But I think as I've gotten older, I've enjoyed the journey, not just the destination. That sounds douchey, but it's honest.
Well, and as I get older, I find that road trips, like, provide this time where I am, like, I cannot do anything except just sit in this car.
Like, you could listen to something, you could do music, you could do podcasts, you could think.
Right, like, what other time do I have 5 hours to, like, listen to music or, like, be with my thoughts?
Yeah.
Never. Or just, like, yeah, like, you and I are trapped, like, with minimal entertainment right now. And
it's just
really
conversation.
Nice.
It's super pleasant.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite road trip?
That one is good.
Yeah, the cherry's not bad. You have a favorite road trip, like, memory, or, like, a favorite trip, or, like, even a favorite, like, drive? Like, Cincinnati to Chicago, as we've said, is, like, kind of stupid, but do you have any you've ever liked or anything like that?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's not Florida.
Well, we know Florida. How you feel about fucking Florida.
I'll continue to go there, though. It's fine.
Jamie will go to Florida for her whole life, but will continue to shit-talk Florida for her whole life.
Sorry, kind of. No, but my favorite road trip is...
Whoa.
Oh, that rock.
That rock just really hit the window. Fine.
Is unsurprisingly just, like, an out west cross-country deal.
Mm.
So, like, I've done that twice. Like, once through, like... Through, like, Utah and, like, Nevada and stuff. And then, like, one time we came back, like, more south.
Okay.
And just, like, watching the landscape change is probably, like, the coolest thing.
Mm.
I feel like it, like, cleans your brain.
I think that's the thing I always liked about the Florida trip as a kid is when you start to hit the part of the country that all of a sudden palm trees start appearing.
Yeah. Or even kudzu.
Yeah, it's a light landscape pivot, like, yeah. To your point. Like, uh-huh. It's definitely, you see that happen. I've never done, like, an out west drive, though, and I'd really like to.
Yeah, I think you should when you can in the near future.
Yeah, I'd really like to do that. A little cross-country action.
Mm. Maybe we could do a series.
Oh, I would drive across the country with you.
Mm. With this microphone?
Yeah, hell yeah, I would. Mm. Mic it up.
That'd be really fun. Yeah, but that was my favorite. One time I went with, when I went out there, I just went with one friend, and then when I was moving back from LA, I took, like, 2 weeks, or, like, I don't know, a week and a half, whatever.
Yeah, to do it leisurely and, like, explore an adventure.
Yeah, where we had kind of a loose timeline, like, I didn't book any of the hotels until, like, we were... where we were going to get the hotel.
Because yeah.
We wanted to have, like, the freedom to...
See, I like that. I've never done anything like that.
That was cool. There were a few moments where that was scary. Where we were like, fuck, we're not going to have a place to stay tonight. Or, like, shit, it's going to be $300.
Mm.
But there were three of us, and so we were splitting everything three ways.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, we never paid more than $120 total for a room. Mm-hmm. So, like, it worked out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then you divide that through, it's $40 a person for the night, like, whatever.
How many nights did you spend somewhere, like, along the way?
I think five.
Okay.
And we had like some time in California first because they came out and like helped me move out.
Yeah.
But on the way back, like not only do we see like the landscape change, but also like you see enormous like cultural shifts as well. And like that obviously happens when you're driving to Florida because you drive like from the north to the south and then to Florida and that's kind of its own thing.
Yeah, that's true. You do, and then you start to see Confederate flags and you start to feel like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and even on this drive, like going from Cincinnati into Indiana, like suddenly there's a lot of like...
Really like over the
propaganda?
Top. Yeah, like Republican, conservative, religious, patriotic juju.
Yeah, for sure. But like... Having, like, our food choices change really hard every day on the way back from L.A. was funny. So, like, obviously we get, like, whatever we want when we're in Southern California.
Yep.
And then, like, when we were in Texas, we wanted a salad so bad because we had been, like, eating, like, shitty fun things.
Yeah, and you start to crave vegetables.
Yeah, but we, like, missed our opportunity for vegetables. Because you, like, can't get them in Texas, apparently.
We need some brisket.
I know. So we went to, like, a Longhorn or, like, a Texas Roadhouse or something. Because it was, like, that or a Cheddar's, like, were our choices.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Cheddar's.
I haven't either.
I'm cool with keeping it that way.
Yeah, I don't crave Cheddar's. Having not been there, I'm not, like, going for... I crave a good block of sharp-aged cheddar, but I don't want to go to Cheddar's.
I don't think they have that, though.
Yeah, I don't even think they have these sour cream and cheddar ruffles, which I would be open to.
What if they serve them at the beginning of your meal in a basket instead of bread?
I would partake.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurants, if you're listening, someone do that.
Yeah, start serving us chips.
Like, yeah, potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we wanted a salad so bad. And this is, like, not an interesting story, really, but just, like...
It's real.
Well, thank you. We ordered these salads Longhorn, and I like luckily asked for my dressing on the side.
Oh, that was a strong choice because otherwise you're screwed.
No one else did.
Yeah,
and so like
it was. I've bathed.
I've never seen like
whiter lettuce because of, like, the ranch that's all over the iceberg.
So places like that serve it almost like it's a slaw and
yes,
not a salad.
Yes, it was like a slaw. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, probably, like, a full cup of cheese and bacon, and then, like, there were, like, chicken strips on top. And I should have read the menu more carefully to realize that there would be fried chicken on it, but that was good. It was fine. But, yeah, just, like, couldn't, like, all of the, like, green beans had ham in them, like, all of, yeah.
All your vegetables were meaty.
All our vegetables were meaty.
Yeah.
And that was okay, but, you know, it was just, like, a constipated time in Texas.
Oh, God.
You know?
So, we're all, no, like, fiber.
Right, like, three of us are sharing a bathroom, and a car. Yeah. But I always really, like, so my favorite place that's a chain probably to stop is Cracker Barrel, and I know that
yes,
that's, like,
girl.
Kind of lame.
No, it's our shared passion. Listen, welcome to Why You Like This, home of two Cracker Barrel enthusiasts.
It's fun, okay?
And I love it.
It's comfortable.
Yes.
And it's...
They have Diet Dr. Pepper on the fountain.
It doesn't ask a lot of you.
No, I love it there.
And I wanted to go on the way back from LA because, like, there were days where, I mean, only chains were available to us. Like, yeah, we were trying to, like, go to as many local places as we could.
But it's, like, that shit that's by the highway.
Right. And so, like, that was possible, like, when we were in Kansas City and, like, when we were in, like, Santa Fe.
Okay.
But, like, that was not possible, like, in Amarillo.
No.
And, like, just other places where there's nothing around. So I really wanted to go to Cracker Barrels, and that was always my vote. And friends, Jesse and Pete, friends of the show.
Yeah.
Pete, former guest.
Yeah, you heard him on Masculinity if you tuned in.
Yeah. He is not into Cracker Barrel, and neither was Jesse.
Sucks.
And so...
Sucks to suck, guys.
Yeah. So, like, one time we ate Subway, and I was like, we could have been playing that... the golf tee game
at Cracker Barrel. I mean, come on.
And I could be eating a vegetable plate with no vegetables on it, but...
Yeah, what do you get? What's your Cracker Barrel order?
I'm gonna get my jacket. Is your car still unlocked?
No, but here. You have to unlock it over here.
Why is your everything you own broken? I love you. I like that NASA sweatshirt, by the way.
It's not mine. Thank you.
Thank you. I wear my girlfriend's clothes.
I do. A lot.
That's cute.
They're just available, though.
I like wearing dudes I've dated clothes.
Yeah.
I like that being an option.
Yeah, if I was dating a man, I would probably borrow his clothes and look more gay than I do.
Yeah. Would be dating a man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So here we are at the Cracker Barrel.
I hope we get a waitress who has more than one star on her apron.
Yeah.
They get stars when they've worked there for, like, 10 years. Or, like, 5.
It takes a long time.
It's, like, 5 or 10 years to get a star.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see people who have, like, 4 stars.
I know.
And I'm like,
yes. How did you...
How did you become a Cracker Barrel all-star?
And not move up the chain?
Maybe that wasn't your ambition.
You I don't know.
You don't want to be a manager?
You're right. I guess, or work at a better restaurant.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Who am I to say?
Who are you to say when you're living the same life
I
as 4-star Jeanette?
Oh, my God. I am 4-star Jeanette. So here we are at this beautiful exit in Indiana.
Yeah. We're standing in a parking lot that's across from another parking lot that's across from the Fazoli's.
And we accidentally went through a drive-thru trying to get to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Because nothing was marked.
Nope. Very confusing area.
Ooh,
sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Well, he brought me in.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, but the woman who seated us had 1 star.
Oh, she did. I saw.
Everyone else is a rising star.
The host
so far.
It has literally the most.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Get me at this little peg game.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try our hand.
Ooh, we don't need pie. Forever distracted by pie.
Forever distracted by pie.
All right. Are we taking turns?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go first.
Oh.
We're playing a little tea game if anyone was confused because this is audio.
Alright. Gotta keep everything attached.
Watch your island.
You know, I'm always watching my island.
Ooh, good work.
This way. I think I'm gonna end up with 2.
Yep.
So what does that mean? Okay, so for anyone who hasn't played this game, no matter what pegs you leave one, or like you leave at the end of jumping these, I left two, which means if you leave two, you're Purdy, P-U-R-T-Y, smart.
Oh.
The other choices are, if you leave one, you're a genius. So I'm two, I'm not quite a genius, but I'm smart. Three would be you're just plain dumb, and four or more means you're an ignoramus.
Ignoramus. Okay, let's see what I am.
All right.
I'll start with the same empty hole.
Well, either way, it's just like one end. It doesn't matter how you rotate it.
That's true. Some people start with like the center one empty.
Oh, that's a unique choice.
Yeah.
Apparently. Also, you had the benefit of watching me go first.
That's true. I've also heard a rumor that if you take like the bottom left peg out, like not in the corner, like that one, as your guy, that things go better. But for the sake of fairness, we'll start.
We're starting with the same empty. I always enjoyed this game as a kiddo, and I feel like I remember, like, you know, my dad was like the king of it, and he always wanted to do better.
Hi.
Hey,
oh,
no,
that's
worries.
Okay.
Yeah, can I have an iced tea?
Iced tea, sure. Sweet tea, unsweet?
Unsweet.
And I'll do a water and a black coffee.
A water and a black coffee?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think we know.
Go ahead. I'm going to do the vegetable plate.
Vegetable plate?
I'll do it with biscuits. And then the sides, I'll do mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, the fried okra, and green beans.
Okay, and then if I could do the country fried steak with the gravy on the side.
Country fried steak.
And then if I could do biscuits, and then for my sides, I was going to do the mashed potatoes, the fried okra, and the turnip greens.
Turnip greens? And would you like gravy and mashed potatoes?
Yeah, can I do brown gravy on the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Distracted by the game. How you doing over there, champ?
Okay. I think I might be ignoramus, but we'll see.
We'll see. Our waitress does not have a star that we know of.
None?
I didn't see one.
All right.
She seems nice, though. I like her.
She does.
I don't know. Jamie's game is not looking as promising. Well, actually.
This guy is going to be
She's got an island already, which is dangerous.
Oh, no.
But you got some other things that, like...
All I can do is this. It's going to be three.
She's just plain dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, Austin has won the golf team game. What is this called?
I just call it that game at Cracker Barrel.
It's called Jump All But One Games.
Well, that's pretty, how do I want to say, literate. Literal. Not literate. I mean, literal. It's pretty literal.
Qualls and Sons, novelty stink.
Listen.
It's made in America.
You can, well, of course it is. Also, you can buy these games if you're into it and bring it at home, but I feel like you'd probably lose some of its
special. We had one.
Did you?
When I was growing up, so I really should be better at it.
No, I feel like it loses some of its jam.
Yeah.
Of course there's no service in this Bermuda Triangle known as Cracker Barrel. Dude, Joshua over there's got 2 stars.
Oh, my God. Be cool in the future, Cracker Barrel, when teleportation is possible.
Yep.
All the Cracker Barrels should stay identical as they are.
Yep.
But you should be able to teleport from one to another, so you could travel like via Cracker Barrel, because Cracker Barrel is all about travel.
I believe that Cracker Barrel is like the real life man's version of the Flu Network via Harry Potter.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Flu Network is truly just teleportation.
And you just go, and you just enter one of the fireplaces inside a Cracker Barrel, because there's always one.
There's always one.
Yep. All right. Well, I love it here.
This is the place where I shoplifted for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As a small child, the Tootsie Rolls were eye level for me, and it took a big-ass Tootsie log. And then we got outside, and I just, like, unwrapped it, like, unembarrassed, started eating it. I was, like, 3. And my parents were like, oh, we didn't buy that for you. And I was like, I know. And they were like, did you just take it? I was like, yes. And they made me go back in with money and pay for it.
That's a good lesson.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, thank you. Your biscuits are over here, also.
Ma'am, your biscuits are over here.
Ma'am, I'm gonna need you to attend to your biscuits.
If you could just attend.
Could you just? Did you put your napkin on your lap like a lady?
I always do.
Oh.
Even at home.
Fine.
You don't have, it's not a peer pressure thing.
You know what?
Thing.
Did you have a chance to look at ladies' apparel?
Did you have a chance to look at the ladies' apparel? What if, okay, pause, but what if you were somewhere and somebody said to you, they go, oh my god, I love that boxer right here. Like, oh my god, thanks, I got a Cracker Barrel country store. I bought it at Cracker Barrel. Like, there was a lightweight for the table and I had to have it.
And I want to kind of like do a challenge like that sometime.
Like, make
I have
a cute outfit yes. I almost said at Country Fresh. At Cracker Barrel. Country Fresh, our high school place of employment.
My brother worked there too.
Oh, Country Fresh. Back to the car we go.
Ugh,
always eager to get in before the car is unlocked. Austin Williams. I mean, listen, I think I need to open a bag of Sour Patch Kids, and I think we might need a light coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee from across the road, and then I think, like, back onto Chicago, like, Back
to Graceland?
Back to Graceland, also known as my apartment.
I want to call your apartment Graceland from now on.
I'm actually really open.
I'm really
open to that. Okay, we've renamed my home on this trip. That's already a success.
Yeah, then. You'll just never buy a Kia.
No. Oh.
What's your bevy of choice going to be here? I think I'll probably do an iced coffee.
That's what I want, too.
Or a cold brew if they have it. Mm. They don't always have it.
Icks.
Do you need to look at all?
No, I think I know what I want. Okay. I want a grande iced almond milk latte.
Welcome to Starbucks. I'm getting started for you.
Hi, can we get a grande iced almond milk latte? Is that correct?
Yeah.
And do you have cold brew right now?
We do.
And then I'll do a venti cold brew. Just black.
So grande iced almond milk latte and a grande cold brew.
Yes, that's all.
Alright,
I'll
return
the
window.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know why I also think
nitro cold brew. Okay.
I feel like so a part of this because we're recording that I also felt like I had to like interact with the drive-thru woman.
Yeah, you did. That's okay.
I
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Where's my wallet?
I can get the coffee. You're driving.
I'll get that. You're driving. And then I can Venmo you for snacks and coffee later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You're good for it.
And I have caches for all of the,
Listen, these are important road trip discussions we have to have of, like, who's paying for what. Here's
you're
my
right.
credit card.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want me to read the number off?
Yeah, just say that on air. Can I get the expiration date on that card, man?
And your middle initial? Also, maybe your pet's name, your mother's birthday.
The name of your paternal grandfather.
Yeah.
If you could just let a girl know.
Thank you.
This is yours.
Oh, yeah, it is. Grande almond milk. It's funny because they can't call it almond milk. They have to call it almond drink.
Thank you.
I also keep wanting to interact with everyone at the window. Thank you for this coffee journey. Did you get a straw?
Yeah. I did. I ordered a venti, and this is a grande. And I just want to be sure we weren't charged for it.
You didn't hand me a receipt?
She didn't hand me a receipt.
It's whatever.
Okay.
What? How much extra are we going to get charged if she fucked that up? Do you want a venti, though?
No, honestly. This is enough. I always order, you know how I am about bulk things.
Whatever, I root for Starbucks. They give, you know, fair health insurance
to
their employees.
They do give fair health insurance, and that is very good.
It's important to me.
God, when I have to, like, look over my shoulder to change lanes, it's, like, really difficult.
Why? What's going on with you?
I just, like, pinched a nerve in my neck or, I don't know, something. It's maybe not that, but, like, it's, like, just horribly stiff in that way that, like, when I turn, I feel like to the left, I feel like I have to, like, turn my...
Like, you might die.
Well, like, I have to turn my whole body, because I, like, can't turn my neck.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You'll probably also look kind of stupid.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, is it reminds me of this man... Well, I keep calling it Gary Dobbs neck, which is mean, but, there was, like, my friend's landlord in California.
Okay.
Like, something was up, and I guess he had, like, the same injury that Christopher Reeves had, but, like, he wasn't paralyzed by
it. Okay.
But he just, like, couldn't turn his neck to the left, so, like...
Like, at all?
At all.
Wow.
So he would always, like, do that, like, same turn that I have to do right now.
And you're just feeling like him.
I'm just feeling like him, yeah.
Just having
he was a weird dude, man. He's in jail now.
Oh, my God, why? Like... Also, how dangerous to be in jail and not be able to turn a certain way.
That's what I thought!
How do you watch your fucking six, man?
You cannot!
Mm-mm.
But he he was, like, mentally unwell, I feel like. Okay. Sometimes we would see him, like, out front of the building just, like, kicking trash around, like, angrily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't think everything was, like, fully on the up and up.
Okay.
but I guess he, like, was involved in a hit and run, but he, like, hit the person's body and, like, horribly injured them, and it was, like, maybe
is that
on purpose?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. He's a weird dude, but every time I'm, like, turning now, I'm like, ugh, fucking Gary Dobbs.
Also, fucking way to slow down for this po-po.
Not what like, is,
it's an interesting police officer truck.
I don't like that. It's very Indiana.
It's so Indiana. He was like a state trooper.
Yeah.
State police.
State police. Ugh, I want that ibuprofen to kick in, but.
You took it literally like 15 seconds ago.
No, I know. No, it's fine. I'll just be Gary Dobbs for a while. I'm glad I'm saying his full name repeatedly.
Listen, don't sue. I mean...
Sometime we could pick up a hitchhiker and do a road episode.
Oh.
That would be so dangerous.
That would be really... that would be scary.
Riveting audio.
Yeah, it would. well, now that I feel sufficiently full on Country Fried Steak and all the fix-ins, and we've established that... While you can be a good road trip companion, it's more desirable if you're a road trip companion that wants to go to Cracker Barrel.
It is.
Also, we wouldn't recommend the fried okra. We both swung for that one, and it was a miss.
It was truly a miss. It had, and I'm not saying that this is what they're doing, but it had feelings like it probably is, like, cut, breaded, and fried at a second location and then brought to the
Cracker
Barrel.
I think they probably buy it from a food supplier, like, already...
I think it's prepped.
Like, frozen and breaded, and they just, like...
Yeah.
Bake it or fry it or whatever they do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, it was just okay. It was just okay, Cracker Barrel. The other things were delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them biscuits.
I got a chapstick at the country store.
You got it. Listen, that lady was trying to upsell us. Women's apparel was 25% off. And when I didn't want that, she offered me Reese cups and was like, they're four for a dollar. And I was like, dude, I'm good, bro.
Man, she must be up for a review or something.
She's out there. She takes her job of upsale in the country store very seriously.
They're like, Becky, what do you want to focus on today?
And she's like, I want to sell some shit at the country store and at the register. Yep. Like, to really cross-convert some customers. Okay, but aside from, like, an affinity for Cracker Barrel, which we both hold in high regard as importance for, like, a road trip companion, what else do you want in somebody to take a road trip with? Like, what other qualities are important to you?
Yeah. I need someone who is, like, pretty flexible in their travel style.
Okay.
Meaning that, like, no one's gonna get, like, upset with me for, like, needing to pee pretty frequently.
Totally, right. Yeah, you're a pretty hydrated hoe, and you're a pretty frequent pisser, so that seems important.
Yeah, so, like, I need my road trip companions to be both, like, down for...
Stops.
Mm-hmm. Down for, like, maybe some, like, impromptu, like, off-the-path excursions, like, if we come across them.
Okay.
And then also, like, being flexible in that, like, maybe not super high maintenance, like... I do like it when people are cool with, like, driving through the night somewhere.
Mm.
Or at the last minute saying, like, hey, we're too tired and we'll get a hotel, and that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So just, like, the vibe has to be right in that, like, everybody's got to get in the car and kind of be, like, up for anything.
All
right.
I like that.
Yeah. It depends on the road trip, but...
Yeah.
Also, like, music preferences are something to account for.
Totally.
Snack preferences. Yeah, mostly flexibility. Mostly flexibility. And humor.
I feel that. I feel like I want somebody... we didn't even talk about this. Well, not outright, but, like, we agree on road trip snacks, which is nice, but it's fine to have your own. That's not a deal maker or breaker.
No, but I don't want someone to, like, want to get White Castle eat it in the car.
No, somebody who wants to eat fast food in the car is not somebody I should road trip with.
Nope.
That's not for me.
We're not going to do it. Yeah.
Absolutely not. That's not my vibe. Kudos to people that that's their scene, but that's not my scene. I would say I like your commentary on about, like, flexibility and, like, stops and that kind of thing.
It keeps it fun.
It does keep it fun, and it's, like, more fun to do that with a person. Because I'll say, like, when I do, like, a road trip with, like, myself, me, myself, and I, you know, even if I'm just doing, like, Cincinnati to Chicago or, like, Chicago to Milwaukee or, like, whatever I'm doing... Like, I actually really don't want to stop when I'm by myself, because I feel like oftentimes it's like a destination hustle, especially when it's a shorter jaunt.
Me too. Like,
and I usually don't stop when I'm by myself if I can avoid it.
Yeah, when I come to Chicago, like, by myself,
I'll stop for gas, like, once.
I stop for gas, and I get a bagel and a coffee, and I eat it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I might, like, get out to pee and smoke, like, once.
But see, I won't even do that.
I can't not pee.
You're so much more hydrated than me, though. My urine is so much denser than yours. I'd like to be on your level.
That's true. Maybe someday.
I'm trying to drink more water, y'all. Consider that a resolution. But I do like that in a companion, whereas, like, I'm trying to hustle myself along. When you do it with somebody, it's way more fun if you don't have, like, a sense of urgency of how quickly you can get there. And a lot of that's
timing.
Yeah,
we're not at work right now.
No, and, like, honestly, like, we're just hanging out, and we happen to be, like, taking, like, a 5-hour drive, like, amidst that. But, like, also, we're doing it, this is... Like,
there's,
it's like a Sunday afternoon right now.
Yeah.
We're thriving. We're having a good time. But if it was, like, I was trying to get somewhere, like, on Friday, and I had worked a whole day, and it was, like, after work, and then I'm trying to get whatever. Also, real Christians forgive like Jesus. 865 for truth. Welcome to Indiana. That was a great billboard.
Maybe we should call that number.
Mm.
Ask them about their beliefs.
Ask them about the truth.
Yeah, what kind of forgiveness?
Oh my god, also my favorite, we got a billboard over here.
Menards?
Save big money at Menards.
You know what I really wanted to do? And
what's that?
I was not able to do, was for while we're in here, like, recording in the car, I wanted to, like, learn how to, like, sing or mouth trumpet or beatbox our intro music.
Oh, wow.
But it's so hard.
Listen.
But you can't.
Our intro song, you guys, is musically and technically advanced. And you can't just do that on a mouth horn.
There's just too many parts.
Too many. Listen,
that, like,
multi-instrumental.
Like that. I can't even. It's okay.
I'm open to
it. It was a pipe dream.
It was a pipe dream. Twas a pipe dream. Yeah, I feel that. I like the sense of adventure, though. And
exactly. If, yeah,
the leisure, the hangout.
Yeah.
Good conversation's really important to me on a road trip. I don't want to be with somebody that, and also the ability to be quiet. Like, if you can just ride and you don't feel like you have to talk. Because sometimes when you're on a road trip that it's, like, more of a casual homie, then it can feel awkward if you're not talking.
Yeah.
Like, that can be kind of tough.
And you don't want to be in that space where you're like, okay, so, like, we can talk about this, and then, like, after this, like, I don't really know what to talk about, and you're, like, trying to think of topics.
That it's more performative.
Right. And then you're, like, really exhausted when it's over.
Especially if you're the one driving and doing all that.
Oh, my God.
Been there, man.
That's what I didn't like about driving for Lyft when I did that briefly.
Wait, I didn't know you ever drove for Lyft.
Yeah.
Did I?
I don't. It was in LA, and it was, like, so brief.
Okay.
But yeah, just, like, the social pressure of, like, not knowing who's gonna get in the car, and, like, it's not that different from serving in that kind of, like, people, like,
who are you gonna get?
Yeah, like, random people, kind of revolving door feeling.
Okay.
But, like, something about having a stranger in your vehicle is so different from, like, waiting on them in a restaurant and, like...
Well, they're in, like, your personal space.
Exactly. It's your space.
And, I do in some ways, like, cars, like, they kind of feel like our personal space. And if you were, if you, like, do a long car trip or something, there's something, like, kind of intimate. It's, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, you have them in your home or, like, in your, even in your room or, like, whatever it is, because I do feel like inviting someone to be a part of a road trip is, like, elevating a friendship. It's, like, longer somebody you just, you know, meet out at the bar, go out to dinner with. Like, if that's the kind of person you, like, drink wine on the couch with.
Well, and something about a road trip, I think, just because of, like, the amount of time that you're physically just contained together, and, like, the adventure quality of road trips, and we can talk about that later, because that's, like, its own thing completely.
Totally.
It's, like, an incredible bonding thing. Like,
aww.
If you have a new friend, and then they go on a road trip with you, and, like, with other people or whatever, it is, like...
Make or break.
Yeah, and
you're
you
either
get to
gonna
know
be
a lot
into
about
that, or you're gonna be, like, not here for it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you ever gone on a road trip with someone, or been in, like, like, driven someone or had someone drive you or whatever and been like, I don't know about this one. Or been, like, nervous because you weren't that close?
I haven't taken a ton of road trips with people that I'm not close to, I feel like.
Yeah. I think the only time, like, I haven't taken a lot of road trips with people either who I'm not super close to, but I do remember, like, when I was in high school, doing, like, yeah, full nerd in so many ways, but when I would go out of state or whatever for orchestra competition.
Yeah. I was gonna say high school group trips. High school group trips. The time where, like, the road could be really weary because of other people who were in the car.
Yeah, and, like, you might not have done it. Or I don't know if you ever... I did a couple field seminary kind of things in college that would be, like, with a club. And so it was, like, people who I was, like, school friendly
with. Oh, yeah. Our ceramics studio went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. You guys went to, like, go to the Art Institute and stuff.
Yeah. We went to... I should really know what it's called. Yep, it escapes me. It's, like, this National Ceramics Convention.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was the road trip aspect of that? Did it make you feel differently about your classmates, or were you
and my professors who were driving the 15-passenger van?
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah, so, like, my ceramics professor and her partner, they were not married, mm-hmm. Although they were heterosexual, so the term partner can be confusing. Mm-hmm. They were in charge of the ceramics programs. Like, she was the head, and then, like, he was the assistant.
Okay.
And there were only, like, 10 of us, I think, that were going to go on this Chicago trip, so they rented a 15-passenger van, and they traded off driving, and all of us just, like, rode in there.
Okay.
And so it was, like, six people from, like, my, like, undergrad group, and then there were, like, also some grad students who went, and one of them was this older grad student who we all called Suze, but I'm, like, actually not really sure what her name was.
I like this. Okay, Suze. Define older grad student? Like, was she, like, in her 60s, like, doing continuing education stuff? Or how old was Suze?
She was, like, had clearly, like, been an artist for some time.
Okay.
Because she, like, had a lot of, like, knowledge and experience and, like, had obviously, like, had, like, a large body of work.
That's badass.
Yeah. And she was probably 65.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, Suze.
And so she was in the very back, and I heard her talking with the other grad students, like, and this one was from, like, the Ukraine or Russia. Anyway, we had some interesting grad students.
That's cool.
It was very cool. Anyway, so Suze, who I really didn't have any experience with except that, like, she would be around, and she always just seemed kind of, like, gruff, and, like, I couldn't really, she didn't really talk, and she didn't respond, really, when you talked to her.
Okay. So somebody who seemed like she wasn't there to make friends, she was there to make pots.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely. But she was in the back talking. I remember, like, the people in my row were napping, and so, like, yeah. I just closed my eyes and I listened to the grad students' conversation for, like, an hour.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It was really nice, and it was
cool. You didn't have to participate, but you exactly. could kind of just be a fly on the wall.
Yeah, and it was, like, Suze was, like, more comfortable talking to that other grad student because they kind of knew each other.
Okay.
So I got to, like, learn a little bit about her in, like, a real casual
from their
way.
Conversation, yeah.
Right. And she was talking about, like, the main thing I remember from the conversation was her being like, well, and then when they told me Santa Claus wasn't real, and I think I've mentioned this on the show before.
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, have you been lying about Jesus? Have you been lying about everything? And, yeah, in that moment I was like, oh, wow. You know what? Respect, Suze.
Suze is a questioner of authority and really religious of upbringing.
Yeah. And I appreciated that. Yeah, she had a post-religion sort of gruffness about her. And then she disappeared a few times on the trip, and we were like, where is Suze? But then she would always be back at the hotel at night, so we're like, okay, I guess she's doing her own thing kind of in Chicago.
I mean, can you imagine, though, if you were in your mid-60s and you're going on a trip with a bunch of, like, collegiate undergrads?
Yeah, a bunch of 20-year-olds. Like, I couldn't even drink on that trip. We had to stay back when they all went out to a bar.
Did you drink?
We drank at the hotel.
Yeah.
Our professor brought us, it was my friend Jesse and I who mm-hmm. went on another road trip with me.
Jesse, queen of the road trip. Shout out.
And so many shout outs on this pod.
We love you, Jesse.
She and I were, like, the only ones who weren't 21.
Oh, so, man, that's a bummer town. But at least you had a wing woman for that. Like, that's good.
Absolutely. So I wasn't by myself, but the, like, our professors had a place they wanted to take us out to. And so, like, we couldn't go because we couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to this, like, wine store and got us each a bottle. And we're just like, have fun at the hotel. We're sorry.
Well, that's really nice that they bought you booze.
Nice.
It was also, like, I don't know. Don't name your professors or tell too many details.
I will not.
That's hilarious.
It was great. It was a great trip. And I really did feel like I got to, like, know the women in my studio a lot better. And it was all women.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's time confined in a vehicle, time confined in a hotel. Like, yeah. How are you not going to get closer with them? Mm. Even if it's negatively closer.
Yeah, even if you're closer. Like, fuck this person.
Yeah. And there wasn't really anyone I felt like, fuck this person about. But yeah. It was fun to, like, see how everyone gets when they're tired. And, like,
oh, yeah.
Road trips can be really revealing in that way.
Yeah, sometimes people can be insufferable.
Yeah. I can sometimes on a road trip, for sure.
Here, I'll file this under other things that are important for me on a road trip. Listen, I don't like to feel, like, totally out of control in life, but I will say I'm somebody who, as a single girl and, like, somebody who's lived by themselves for such a chunk of time, I feel very, like, beholden to no one in my life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I think it is part of why I can often be really spontaneous or spur of the moment about my plans. And oftentimes that involves travel plans. So I was in Milwaukee the other weekend to see my sister and my bro-in-law.
Yeah.
And I took the train there, and then my sister was like, how are you getting back? Mm. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I might go with this girl. I might take the train. I have to ask her what time she's leaving and what time works for me. And I think it was maybe a little stressful for them, and I kept being like, I'm not expecting you to get me to the train or wherever I need to go. Like, I'll just take an Uber.
Yeah, like, I got it.
Yeah, like, I got this. I'll just take an Uber. Yeah. Like, I'm not making my plans. And I'll say one thing, like, with that is I think it's important for me to have somebody who's not bothered by a loose timeline, but then also not necessarily bothered by, like, the off chance that we get lost. Because some people get really stressed out about, like, not going the right way or, like, missing an exit or whatever, and I just, like, don't care.
Yeah, it's not a super big deal.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully we're not, like, going to an out-of-town wedding that we're going to be late to, but, like...
Yeah, that's a different game.
That's totally different, yeah. I don't know. It can be fun to get a little lost as long as it's, like, daytime.
Yeah, I think it can be fun to get a little lost, and I guess I just don't... I don't find the entire experience to be all that stressful, because I guess I just always have a lot of faith that, like, in myself that I'll figure it out.
Yeah, me too. And I always feel like I can probably get back to, like, a main road.
Yeah.
For some reason, though, when I used to come to Chicago, my GPS would never, ever work.
Yeah, that's because your phone was literally a piece of shit.
It is truly wild. Did I tell you I dropped this new phone that I have in the toilet last week?
And how's it doing?
It's totally fine.
Well.
My pop socket came off, but, like, that's the only thing.
Okay. Well, yeah. You can get... Pop sockets aren't expensive.
No, they're really inexpensive.
Seems fine.
Also, the toilet was clean, like, just in case we were wondering. I had actually just cleaned it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, aside from, like, number one homies and, like, the quality, as we talked, what makes the road trip itself good? I think, like, we're doing a boring drive right now, but we got good company, so that's solid.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you could have one or the other. Maybe if your company was shittier, it'd be more important for the drive to be more interesting.
Right. Like, I could do an out west road trip, like, with, like, a companion who I had never met before, and, like, maybe they also have, like, no social skills.
Yeah.
Like, that would still be fine, because, like, the scenery is... Like, we could just be silent the whole time, and it would be totally normal, because there's so much to look at.
That's solid.
Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like there's a few categories of, like, what makes a road trip great, and it can be scenery, it can be destination, it can be, like... Honestly, for me, it can be, like, looseness of the travel plans. And that's something that was really fun in my, like, cross-country trips, was really not knowing how far we were going to make it each day, and, like, allowing ourselves the space to, like, spend more time in one state because we liked it, and then be like, okay, well, we'll just drive faster through Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Making your choices. I kind of like that about a vacation in general.
Yeah. Yeah, feeling like there's opportunities.
Yes. And you have openness to accept them as they present themselves and aren't worried about, we have to go here or there or whatever it is.
Yeah, and it can be really nice to, like, have a plan to default onto.
Totally.
But having the mentality of, like, here is what we can do, and, like, we'll never be bored, but if we want to say, like, fuck it, we see something more interesting, then, like, we're going to take a detour.
Yeah.
I love a detour.
I do love a detour on a road trip. Look, we already took a detour. We went to fucking Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Cracker Barrel. I love it.
Did we ever stop anywhere weird? You and I went to Gatlinburg one time.
You and I think, always end up eating at, like, shitty restaurants that we have an odd nostalgia for when we're on road trips together.
That's true.
Like, Cece's Pizza, we definitely did that one time. I think we were in Nashville.
We were on our way home from Gatlinburg.
Oh, were we? Okay.
It was right by that restaurant that was putting out that fake smoke smell.
Oh, yeah! Like, really trying to make you think that barbecue was, like, hella authentic.
Yeah, and I was like, this was so good. But it was really nasty.
And listen,
it's okay.
I like that. I like road games too, like, especially when you're younger. Like, it's fun to, you know, when you're kids, it's fun to play I Spy. But you and I mean, and I hope anyone who listens to the show has an efficiency or affection for any kind of verbal game, like a Would You Rather or a Marry, Fuck, Kill. And I like doing that in the car.
Uh-huh. I do too.
Yeah.
I also, one of my favorite games in the car is There's Your House.
Or There's Your Boyfriend.
There's Your Anything.
Or There's Your Car.
Let's briefly explain the rules of There's Your.
This is one of our favorite games from youth. Jamie was the introer of...
My family always played it. It's a mean game, so, like, of course my family played it always.
It's a super mean game, but when you're in the car...
You pick, like, an amount of time. Like, you either pick, like, okay...
I feel like it's usually until your destination.
But, oh, yeah. So, like, if we were in a residential area right now, or if, like, there were homes along this road...
Sure.
...rather than, like, simply grass and trees...
Right. Boring. Sorry, Indiana.
It's okay. We could play There's Your House. And the way There's Your House works is... I keep my eyes peeled for the most dilapidated thing.
Like, she finds the shittiest house, like, the most undesirable situation you
want. But it still has to be a house. I can't give Austin, like, a broke-down car as her house.
Or a latrine. That doesn't count.
Or, like, some piping.
No.
Like, it has to actually be intended as a house.
Yeah.
So I say, there's your house. And that's what she gets.
That's my house at this point.
And then she has to try to choose a worse house for me.
And so if you go first... I mean, it, like, to start, and the game truly begins when somebody just goes, there's your house.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no, like, hey, we're playing There's Your House. It's just, like, somebody says something shitty.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, ah, fuck. And so then you're under the gun. Like, the person who goes first often sees a beautiful opportunity to give someone a really shitty life experience, hypothetically. And then the second person has, like, the whole rest of the time, so they have more opportunity because the first person can't change what house they've given you.
Yeah, and you can't play another round until, like, you've given me a house also.
Exactly. Like, you both have to... It's like, can you find something shittier in this amount of time? And you pass things, and you'll be like, ooh, maybe I'm going to see something worse than that. So it's a game of opportunity loss, because then sometimes you see something terrible, and you're like, something worse is coming along, but then something worse never comes along.
Right. It's like FOMO for the worst things you can find.
Absolutely. There's Your Boyfriend or Girlfriend is the same situation. And that's way more mean-spirited, but
it's way worse.
This is an ugly side of humanity, but we're going to own that we play this game. That, like, you just maybe will see someone and assign them as a significant other to someone else.
Yep.
And,
it's okay.
I feel like I have memorable experiences of, like, being on a road somewhere that someone was, like, driving a tractor down the road instead of a car, and somebody telling me that was my boyfriend.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when people are in weird vehicles. Same with There's Your Car.
Yeah.
That's another great one.
Yep. I like to find the trash cars. You know what I mean.
Or when you see someone doing a really awful activity, you can go, there's your job.
There's your job. Been scrubbing the sewers all day.
Scrubbing them sewers all day. Hey, look, there's a billboard
another
for another
Cracker Barrel.
How many miles down the road do you think we are?
What's at 14?
So there's another Cracker Barrel coming up in 14 miles, and we're probably, like, 5-10 miles.
Yeah.
10-15? I'm so bad at spatial things. Listen, I'm just saying, within, like, 30 miles, there's just a Cracker Barrel everywhere. Which, for being
we
in
probably
the middle of...
No,
yeah, I'm sure we did. Maybe they didn't all have billboards. I don't know. We're in the middle of nowhere, is what we're saying, people.
I bet there's no Cracker Barrels that are not by a highway exit. Because why would you?
I have a hard time imagining a Cracker Barrel not near a highway exit.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's their business model.
No, it would hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever take a road trip where, like, you didn't know where you were going? You just, like... And maybe the answer's no. Just curious.
Like, I'm going to get in the car and drive and have an adventure?
I feel like I've done that locally, and not like a we're going to be gone for hours and hours or days, but like we're going to be gone for a couple hours, and let's just like drive around and see what we get into.
Yeah.
I've definitely done that.
Yeah. One time in college, my friend and I, like, we were both servers, and so we had like a Wednesday and a Thursday off in the summer when we weren't in school either.
Okay.
And like, she went to NKU in Northern Kentucky, and I went to UC in Cincinnati, so it was like close, but we didn't like live right next to each other.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh hey, like let's do, like let's go on an adventure on Wednesday.
Like, I like
since,
that.
Since we're not working and we don't work Thursday.
Yeah.
And we like decided that we weren't gonna plan it. We were just gonna like, when I picked her up, we were both gonna like say a few things that we would maybe like to do.
Yeah.
And so I like packed a bag with like one change of clothes, and like my passport and some other things.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Like, we going to Canada?
Exactly. So, I like went and picked her up, and she got in the car, and she was like, I know I might not need it, but just like so you know, I brought my passport. And so we fucked with the idea of going to Canada for a little while, and I wish we would have, but that's okay, we didn't. We did, however, get on...
I would love to drive to just straight to Canada.
It'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be another episode.
Listen, stay tuned for Canadian Edition, eh?
Adventures. Sorry, I was trying to
make it. We'll work on the puns. We'll make it happen.
It'll get tighter.
Hey, look, there's a Lion's Den Adult Superstar.
Superstar.
I said superstar. I meant superstore. Whatever.
It's both. Anyway, the story's getting away from me like it always does.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up getting on, like, 50 West and just, like, driving for hours and hours. And we were like, okay, like, we'll probably go, like, till we get to St. Louis. And then we can, like, maybe have dinner there. Like, I've never been to St. Louis. I know it's not that exciting. But, like, she'd never been either. And so...
I don't think that's unexciting, though. Like, any city you've never been to can be fun.
Yeah, yeah. And the drive out there was really fun, like, what you were talking about earlier, about, like, just the journey of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like, pulled off at, like, everything that we thought was interesting. And we were on...
So that's, I like that.
Yeah, and we did, like, Route 50 instead of taking, like, 74 or, like a major highway.
Yeah, where you maybe would come across, like, more, like, local, goofy
it was
old diner
local
fare.
And... Yes, yes. And so, like, that was super cool on the way out. And we went into this weird diner, and we didn't eat there, but we popped in. That was, like a half mom-and-pop diner, and then, like, also half a laundromat in the back.
Oh.
And then they had one gas pump. Like, it was...
Jack of all trades.
Seriously. It
Jill
was so
of all
weird.
Trades. All of the trades.
And then we got to St. Louis.
Is there a reason
dinner.
You didn't eat there, though? Like, were you like, we're not eating here?
Yeah. It just, like...
It seemed like the wrong place to eat.
Seemed like the wrong place to eat. Like, the person in front of us, like, was given a sandwich that was, like, on Wonder Bread. And so we were like, probably not.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
I'm not, like... Yeah.
Craving
I don't
this.
Want, like, cold cuts on Wonder Bread.
Nah.
So we moved on,
mm-hmm.
and then when we were in St. Louis, we were, like, not wanting to drop money for a hotel, so we were, like, brainstorming.
How and where can we sleep in our car?
Actually,
oh.
Is the YMCA or YWCA still a thing?
Oh!
We found out that it is not. They no longer rent rooms.
Wouldn't that be cool if they did?
It would be cool, and my grandma lived at a YWCA for a
she
while.
She did, I remember
so,
that, yeah.
Yeah, so that would have been cool. And then we were like, okay, now it's, like, almost midnight. Are there any 24-hour Walmarts? And the answer was no.
No. Okay.
And so we were like, okay, can we find, like, a semi-safe place to sleep in the car? And they were like...
Which is probably Walmart, though.
Right. And then we were like, eh, we're, like, not that tired. We'll just, like, start to drive back and see what happens.
Oh.
And so we did drive back that night. Like,
wow.
Didn't sleep at all. And we got home in the morning.
Wow.
But, like... On the way back, we went the same way, and we, like, passed this dive bar where there was, like, this woman's 35th birthday was happening.
How did you know? Like, did you know before you entered?
It was on the sign out
yes.
front, like, in where they write with the letters. It's, like, happy birthday, Tracy, real big.
Oh, yes, Tracy.
Yeah. And so we went in, and we were 20, and, like, they carded us, so we had to, like, get Cokes. And we were driving, and we were sleepy, so we weren't, like, gonna drink.
Yeah.
But we, like, sat down and made friends with this old man who started telling us just insane things about his life.
Okay.
About, like, his daughter and his daughter's, like, live-in boyfriend and, like, a business that they were starting where they're, like, reselling clothing that they got at, like, the Salvation Army. But it, like, didn't really sound like a vintage situation.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then just, like, all about, like, his ex-wives and which ones cheated on him.
Oh,
and, like, it was, like, truly... It felt like whatever the opposite of confession is.
Oh.
Like, it was, like, he was telling us everything that, like, people had wronged him with.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So we spent about, like, 90 minutes sipping on our Cokes, talking with that man. We were offered a slice of a penis cake from that woman's birthday party.
Of course.
Everyone was incredibly welcoming.
I love this. They were like, we never get outsiders in these parts.
Everyone knew each other.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was just, like, in, like... in the middle of nowhere in Illinois, off or on Route 50, actually.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, it was super fun. And just like a really weird adventure. By the way, Jesus is real. I just need to tell you.
Oh, we're passing the Jesus is real billboard. Yes.
Okay.
Block letters. That's all you need to know. He's Jesus.
Jesus. And we stole a barbecue sign on the way back.
Oh, I remember that. It was that pig.
That wood pig.
You guys had that
pit on it.
You guys had that in your apartment for forever in college.
Yeah. I love that pig. But yeah, we didn't end up staying anywhere. But it didn't matter. It was like just as fun. And so that's one that like there was no destination actually. It was like solely about the adventure and like the feeling of like the potential of it.
Yeah.
And, like, the feeling of, like, we're exploring and, like, we can stop and pull over, like, at any moment because we're just curious about it. And she's actually the same friend that went on my, like, two California road trip with me.
She's a good road trip buddy.
Yeah. And so that was, like, similar vibes.
You know, I like that, though, and it's... I feel like we've talked about this or it, like, appears to be a reoccurring theme in some ways, too, is that idea of trying to not have all be happy win, but trying to...
Yeah.
Enjoy the process a little bit more, and not to, you know, be too mushy gush on anything, but like, I don't know, that's something that can be fun about the road trip, because it is practical if you're trying to go from destination A to destination B and you have a real intention for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the ability to have, you know, not like the hardest of time constraints and a little bit of a sense of adventure, it can be a lot more enjoyable.
Way more, I think. I know it's, like, not always also the most cost-effective to do things
surely
kind of, like,
not,
on a whim. I don't know. You can still keep the price low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On road trips, for sure. I mean, comparatively to flights or other modes of travel.
And, like... time is money, and, like, I value my own flexibility, so, like...
Totally.
For that reason, sometimes I, like, really prefer to drive, because I feel like I'm in charge of my schedule and the trip in a way that, like, I'm not if I have to fly or, like, catch the mega bus or something.
Yeah. All right, that's real.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more beholden to a schedule.
Right, and I can stop to pee when I want to stop to pee, which is frequently. Yeah. Did you have trouble with that as a child on road trips?
No.
You didn't have, like, your beverages rationed or anything?
Not by parents. I feel like I rationed my own beverages.
Oh, fine.
I don't know. I like to...
I have adult friends who ration my beverages.
Who were like, please stop drinking. We cannot stop for you to pee again.
Yeah. Like, in college when we would go on spring break, like, I wasn't allowed... which I really took umbrage with, because, like, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And if I want to drink this six-pack of 24-ounce Diet Dr. Peppers right now, I will. And then you'll have to pull over.
It was funny. I was talking to one of my good friends, and she's pregnant right now, and she was saying that in attempts to, like, not have to pee... One, like, you have to pee more when you're pregnant, but...
Oh, yeah, the pressure.
Yeah, for sure. And so... She and her husband were driving from Chicago back to Cincinnati. A thematic drive, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
And she said she was trying not to drink anything, but then as soon as the gas light came on, she's like, I started chugging water so I could, like, try and time having to pee with having to stop and get gas. And, like, we had to stop anyway.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
That is funny.
Yeah.
No, my family used to make me pee into... Ziploc bags. So we would, like, rent a van, and, like, my grandparents and my parents and I... And,
I'm sorry, like, into a Ziploc?
Yeah, like a sandwich bag.
Okay.
So, Or like a quart size.
I was gonna say, I feel like you might run this over on a salmon. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so like we would rent this van and we would like go to Michigan every summer.
Okay.
And so like my family just got tired of having to like pull over for me to pee all the time.
So they started making you pee in the bags. What, and then what, did you throw it out the window or did you just keep your piss bags? Like what were you doing?
So like the first pivot was not right away to bags. It was like, okay, we're not stopping at a gas station. We'll just pull over onto the shoulder of the highway.
And you have to pee on the side of the
and
road.
And open the van door, and we'll, like, my grandma would get out and, like, hold a towel in front of me so that, like, the traffic, like, could not see me.
Yeah.
And, like, I would just squat and pee, like, on the shoulder.
I cannot believe this was your life.
But then, I guess that was, like, too time-consuming, and, like, we couldn't be bothered to pull over anymore.
Because oh, then my God.
The next step was for them to bring the Ziploc bags, and I would, like, while the car was moving, I would, like, wedge my body in between the captain's seats in the van so that I could, like, have my hands free. Because I had to hold the bag with both my hands.
Oh, my God.
And, like, get it situated between my legs.
I cannot believe people are making you do
pee
this.
Pee in a squat with, like, my elbows out against these captain seats so I don't fall.
Oh,
and
my God.
And everyone in my family being like, don't spill it.
Oh, my God. I hate this. I hate this so much.
And then the baggie would, like, sit in the van until we stopped, and everybody would be, like, so paranoid about stepping on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it would be so hot. It would be, like, a little hot water bottle.
Ew!
You know?
I will say one time, and this was, like, local. I was not on a road trip, but this is, like, late high school or maybe even summer after senior year, and I'd been, like, over on the west side of town with a friend, and I got lost trying to get back to kind of central where my parents live. And so I was like, well, fuck, let me get off. And I got off in this kind of rough neighborhood because it's where I like ended up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to go into this gas station and like I'll figure out my bearings and figure out where the hell I am, but I have to fucking pee.
Yeah.
Because I had been at a play and I had like a cold at the time, and so I had a cough, and so the entire 2 hours of the play I was just sipping on water the whole time to prevent the tickle, and I didn't want to cough the performance. And so I was like so hydrated. I'm like down like 3 water bottles like over the course of like a couple hours. And so then I run into this gas station, and there's nothing around, and I'm like kind of in like, it's just like kind of sketchy and it's whatever, and the fucking bathroom has an out of order sign on it, and I was like, oh
no.
My God. So I got into the car and I was like, I can't pee in this parking lot because I can't.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the right place for that. So then I get back on the highway going the correct direction, and as I'm merging onto the entrance ramp, I peed into one of the water bottles.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
While merging?
Yes, ma'am.
Into it. This was not like a Nalgene. It was like
this was like just like your, I think it was probably like Kroger brand, but just like a Dasani level, like a, just like a little.
Smaller than a quarter.
Just like a, if you had like a 20 ounce soda, just like that kind of opening.
Right. Oh my God.
I take a lot of, I take a lot of pride in that, and like know your anatomy. If you do, you
That's
can.
That's true.
You can pee into small spaces.
That's actually really true. I do feel like, if I, not to be gross, but, like, if I really, like, pushed it up against myself, I could, like, make that happen as
well. Oh, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, get comfortable with your body.
But I would never do that in the car with other people.
No.
The fact that your family was making you, like, squat and, like, piss into a sandwich bag on a family road trip is, like, so stressful to me in ways I cannot explain.
Yeah, it was annoying. It was not my favorite thing. It did equip me, I think, though, to, like, later in life come up with creative solutions to pee on the go.
Okay.
Like, in California one time, I was in, like, horrible traffic for, like, 3 hours.
Surprise.
Yeah, just, like, not moving. And so I had to pee fully into a beach towel that was in my car.
That's a civilized way to do it, though, just, like, sit on a beach towel and take a piss.
Yeah, and because I didn't have, like, a cup or anything in there, but I did have a beach towel and a trash bag. And so I put the trash bag down underneath everything, then the beach towel on top of it, and then I, like, shimmied my pants down in the driver's seat, peed fully into the beach towel, hopped up, wrapped the bag around it, tied it off, pulled my pants up, and we're good.
I mean, didn't you feel such relief, though, afterwards?
I did, and it was easier to concentrate on my audio Spanish lesson then. I had a brief time where I was trying to learn Spanish when I was stuck in traffic, because I felt like it'd be a good way to, like, double dip on my time.
Oh, that's productive. I like that journey. That's
Thank
good.
Thank you. Yeah. How's your rash doing?
Okay.
Is the sun hitting it feel bad?
I don't know. I think it's spread to the top of my hands. Listen, y'all. Before we got into this car, at my parents' house this morning, some point of, like, having a little breakfast or whatever, I, like, looked down and my arms are, like, covered in this rash.
It's terrible.
And my face when I woke up was, like, really swollen in a way not that felt, like, more than just, like, your regular puffiness, if you will.
Yeah, a little AM swell.
A little AM swell. And I, like, to the point where I was like, did I sleep in my contacts last night? But I think, I don't know what I'm having an allergic reaction to. I took half a dose of Benadryl before I left the house. And I feel like my face is less swollen, but I'm still covered in hives. So.
Oh, man.
It's not, I mean, it's not, I mean, look at that. That's not cute. Y'all, you don't want to see this. It's a gross look. Maybe I have some kind of disease.
It just looks like, I mean, it looks uncomfortable.
It doesn't itch, but I took Benadryl, so. If I go into anaphylactic shock, though, over the course of this recording, it's been fun. It's been a real pleasure.
And this will be a very sad episode.
Oh, if it was like, this is the last episode with Austin.
Whoa. We would be, like, up for, like, awards if that happened.
Oh, if I died, we would, I mean, people would, we would, this shit would go viral.
Yeah.
Don't fake your own death, kids, though. It's not the right way to get famous.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Huh.
More on that later.
Faking
your own death. Something to explore, for sure.
Faking your own disappearance is something we have explored.
True. There was a man who did that recently.
There's our 75th Cracker Barrel, the trip to our right.
Oh my god, it is the 75th.
I love you, Cracker
Identical.
Barrel.
Identical. Are there... Oh, their rockers are also on sale.
Listen, they're running the same promotions across the Cracker Barrels in Indiana. You're welcome.
$25 off.
$25 off.
That's that Vegas indie place.
Oh.
Arch Allies.
Allies.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Arch Allies. Yeah. Are you really rash prone? I feel like you get, I don't know.
I usually get, like, 1 to 2 hives a day, and I think I have some...
A day?
Yeah. Just 1 or 2, and they're usually on my neck or on my face. It happens usually in the late afternoon. I think I have, like, some sort of mysterious allergy that I'm not aware of.
Yeah. What? At every job? Like, in every city?
Just, like, in life. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm just always, like, I get a little hive.
That is very, very...
My brother-in-law has this problem, too. We commiserate on it, because then, too, if you touch it, like, a couple too many times, it becomes a zit, like, so fast.
What?
I get out my portable clog. So you gotta be hands-off.
Oh. Huh.
And that's been a nice update on everything that's wrong with my skin right now. Hey, look, cows.
Oh.
Is there all these cows? That might be, well, one of those is a horse.
That's a horse.
But the rest are cows. I don't know. I think they're all cows. There was one horse, for sure.
There was.
Mm-hmm. All right. So... I don't know, nearing the end of this journey as we are kind of on the south side of Chicago, passing the White Sox Stadium, skyline in front of us.
It's a beautiful city.
Train alongside, Red Line Living.
Illinois.
I don't know, so we talked about like the romance of the journey and who the hell you'd even want to go on the journey with. All of that said, I thought... In traditional Why Are You Like This fashion, we have to end this episode, like we'd end any other episode, with a verbal game. So cue the vibraphone. Alright, so, I've got 3 choices for you.
Okay.
And it's a merry fuck kill of sorts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, one of these people, you, like, you're just crossing out, you're
Toss
not doing them, like, out the window, they're not a part of this experience, they're not a part of your road trip journey or lifestyle.
Okay.
One of these people is going to join you on a long road trip once. You just come along for the ride once, like one and done, hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
The other person is like a permanent fixture inside your car. Anytime you're driving, they're in the car, be it a road trip or be it like you're going to the grocery store. They're always there.
Okay.
Your 3 choices are Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Little Richard.
Oh.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, God. Okay, so I'm tossing out Michael Jackson immediately, like, too many problems.
Okay.
And, okay, so the way I feel about Dr. Phil is, like, I'm so curious about him. Oh. And, like, I do sometimes watch Dr. Phil on YouTube because it's interesting. But I don't know that I would never want him to be a permanent fixture in my car.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah. But I would want, I think, one time to have an opportunity to talk to him for a long time.
Okay.
Not because I, like, enjoy or respect him, but because I think he's a fucking nut job and a narcissist, and I want to, like, I just want to ask him a bunch of questions and see what happens.
Okay.
So I do my one-off road trip, spend a couple days in the car with Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And who's my third choice?
Little Richard.
Little Richard! He is permanently affixed to my car.
Oh, my God.
That seems great.
That Little Richard seems like my personal version of hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would not... They're just like... He's like a dog that never stops yapping.
That's true.
I would not hang with Little Richard at all. He'd be the one I'd X out.
Okay.
I would ride with Michael Jackson once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, I don't know. Maybe we get some musical arrangements. Yeah. It's super problematic, but... We could carpool karaoke or something.
He could.
And then I actually would let Dr. Phil be, like, a permanent fixture in my car.
Oh.
I think he's kind of interesting.
I mean, I also think that, obviously, like, from what I just said. But I just think, like, if he was always in my car, like, I would commit a murder.
Oh.
And, like, I probably couldn't kill him because he's, like, somehow my car is reliant on him to function.
Right, he's part of the gas tank.
He somehow,
there's,
yeah.
There's, like, an IV and, like, his blood flows into the tank and powers your car.
The car runs on his blood, yes.
It's kind of like when somebody, like, has to blow into, like, something to, like, for a DUI to keep their car running. But, like, it's Dr. Phil's blood that keeps the car running.
Gross.
I would hang with Dr. Phil.
No, I would do Little Richard for the blood fuels.
All right. I respect. No, thank you.
Yeah. You toss out Little Richard?
Yeah, no Little Richard.
Well, that's too bad. okay. So I have one for you. Same scenario.
Okay.
One toss out, one road trip, and one permanent fixture.
All right.
Your choices are... And keep in mind, like, the size and adventure limitations of each choice.
Okay.
Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Big Bird.
Oh, okay.
Or Arnold from the Magic School Bus. He's the kid who they always went inside.
Yeah, and he's, like, the scared one.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's done a lot of crazy shit, though.
Sure has.
He's also very annoying.
Yeah. Okay, Big Bird.
I mean, they're all
Kris
pretty annoying.
Kris Jenner. I think Kris Jenner once... because that would be...
I could. Yeah.
Like one road trip with Kris Jenner.
Huh.
And, like, I would make her FaceTime people with me, and, like...
Oh.
It would just be, like, we would be doing the most, but, like, one road trip. I would choose... Oh, we got some traffic, y'all. Getting into the city.
Please look at how scary this van in front of us is.
We're behind a rape van. And the phone number printed largely on the back is 800-218-1244, but there's no information about what number that would take you to. Like, there's no branding.
And the windows are painted over, and there's a padlock on the outside of the back of the van.
It's a murder van.
Whoa.
Listen, y'all. We're getting into the city.
Where is
it? All happening live. On the shoulder over there. Oh, okay. Little state troops. Okay. All of this said, Kris Jenner one time. I'm going to get rid of Arnold from the Magic School Bus, but I'm going to have Big Bird be a constant fixture in my car. Listen, Big Bird seems fun, and also, like, if I had the opportunity to, like, carpool some children, I would be, like, the cool van.
Oh, that's true.
If I had Big Bird, like...
My brain's already trying to make money off of it, and I was like, oh, like, what a great gimmick. Like, people would love to send
take a ride with
a
Big
ride.
Bird.
Yeah.
Talk about a rape van. Like, oh, get God. In, kids. Big Bird's in the car.
But then I'm trying to picture Big Bird, like, in my Civic.
You might have to upgrade your automobile.
Ah.
Well, listen, though, I root for Big Bird. What would you do?
I would also have Big Bird be my permanent fixture.
Love that. I love Big Bird. I love Sesame Street.
Just seems like the most manageable vibe.
I hope that Elmo and Grover would stop by one time as just, like, celebrity appearances. Also, Bert and Ernie.
I would most prefer Grover if that was a choice.
Oh, I love Grover.
Yeah. But, yeah, keep Big Bird. I think I would actually do exactly the same thing.
Nice.
Which is pretty uncommon. But, yeah, Kris Jenner seems, like, fun for a little bit, but, like, she cannot be attached to my car.
No, that's not permanent.
No, that's a lot of high-maintenance, like, situation.
I don't have time for all this Kardashian juju.
No, but one time, sure. And then, yeah, you gotta toss out Arnold. He's too high anxiety. He's a stick in the mud.
Yeah, imagine any time you, like, merged on the highway and you had somebody real stressed.
Yeah, I just need him to shut up.
He's not my choice. But if my car got to be the magic school bus, I would pick Arnold.
Me too.
If that was part of the trade.
You get so many powers.
If I got to be Mrs. Frizzle.
Oh, Ms. Frizzle.
Excuse me, Ms. Frizzle. She's beholden to no one.
Yeah.
I love Ms. Frizzle.
Me too.
Well, if you've got information on your ideal road trip, destination, no destination, best person to ride shoddy, I'd like to hear about it. And as always, you can get at us on the internet via Why Are You Like This Pod on Instagram, via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, and on Twitter at @WAYLTTweets.
All right.
And I don't know, maybe someday if you're lucky, we'll let you go on a road trip with us.
Maybe, although you kind of just did.
I mean, you kind of just did. Listen, take your own Cracker Barrel trip and eat your own road snacks.
Yeah, keep an eye on those stars on your server.
Yeah, the apron stars do matter.
They do. They do. Okay, well, goodbye. Enjoy your day.
Bye.